I was headed for Estes when the roads turned to ice and it started to snow. Put on the chains in a whirl of white powder, halfway up to Berset near a diner I know. And the lights burned inside, shining down through the snowfall. God, it was cold and the temperature dropping. Went in for coffee and I shivered as I drank it, warm in my hands in the steam as it rose. Sitting there at the counter was a dark-headed stranger, me and the owner and him keeping warm. Nodded hello and I said, it's a cold one, looks like there might be a blizzard tonight. And yes, said the owner, there's a big storm on the mountain. Good thing we're open, we could be here for hours. There's nothing for miles and it's too late to get to Denver. Better not try for the summit tonight. Sort of person, but a blizzard is a blizzard, and somehow I found myself saying you'd left me, telling him everything I wanted to say to you. You know how it is when you can talk to a stranger, someone you're quite sure you'll never see again. Soon we were talking and laughing and drinking. He said, you must you're too good for him. And the snow fell and the night passed, and I talked to the stranger while the blizzard blew. The stranger said, it can cry you a river. Me, I'm a loner, cause I can't take the heartache. Sometimes I'm a fighter when I get too much whiskey. Here, have a little whiskey, pretend you don't give a damn. My cabin's up here on the side of the mountain. You can go up there and sleep through the blizzard. I put on my parka, said goodbye to the owner, followed the stranger through the snow, up the mountainside. Ooh. Just the owner and the stranger sent me on my way when the snowplow had been by and